And the basis of this protest is over the non-adherence by the Department of Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science to a collective agreement on the establishment of the technological university sector. The protest has taken place at the five TUs and the two institutes of technology that have not yet merged to become a technological university. And it's really about parity of esteem, having an equal voice. Each of the five technology universities have an equal voice. That means equal pay grades. And that, more importantly, that students coming out of the five technology universities, what's their qualification, level eights or whatever the case may be, honours degree, that they get the same recognition for those when they're applying for jobs or employment or whatever the case may be. That one technology university should not have a higher, if you like, standing than the other four technology universities. So it's really about parity of esteem. And this is about students, not just staff within the TUs, that students, as I said, have this, their qualification recognised from the same recognition irrespective of what TU they have got their qualification from.
Is there a fear that a qualification from and a lecturer or staff member at the ATU campus, for instance, in Donegal, will not be given the same parity of esteem as a TU student or lecturer in Dublin?
That possibility exists, and that's what we're concerned about. Now, at the minute, that is not the case. However, the way the department have refused to negotiate with us, Deferis and DPAR, then we are concerned that there could be a downward spiral effect here, and that could affect employment and remuneration across the five TUs, being an inequality there, and also an inequality in relation to, as I said, the level of academic grades that the that's recognised, that does not part of esteem across the five universities.